Is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And hi, everyone, and welcome to Kennedy High School as we get ready for Mississippi Valley Conference girls basketball tonight. And we've got a good one. They played a whale of a game last season. We'll see what happens here tonight. It'll be the number 5-rated City High Little Hawks taking on the Kennedy Cougars. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside Steve Dozier, the former Prairie coach and Marion coach as well, here courtside at Kennedy, as we get ready for night number 2 of Mississippi Valley Conference basketball. Both these teams unbeaten in the early season coming into this one. City High, they won their opener on Tuesday night at Linmar in a top 10 showdown. And Kennedy won their conference opener up at Waterloo East, although that was played at the Cedar Valley Sports Complex for that one, since the gym at East was double booked that night. And then Kennedy also got a road win against Muscatine. So something's got to give tonight, Steve. And we saw one of the best games of the entire year last year down at the City High Gym in this one.
Boy, that was probably one of the best games I've ever seen, period. That was all the way to the end. I believe it even went overtime. Came down to the last couple shots and kind of was the seller's show at the end. And but, yeah, I think City High will remember that game for sure, and I'm sure Coach McTaggart has indicated to them and what that game meant. But, yeah, it should be a fun night.
Cast characters, though, has changed quite a bit from last year. Exit one, Jones girl to the University of Illinois. Exit one, Layla Sellers to Liberty University, both playing significant minutes for those two college programs in their freshman seasons. But we still have two Joneses to talk about for the City High Little Hawks. Of course, Ashley Jones, 5'11", junior All-Stater a year ago. And now we have a freshman, Aubrey Jones, at 5'8", and both can shoot the lights out.
Well, yes, and, you know, I happened to see Aubrey play last year as an eighth grader, and, she's very good. And another freshman to watch, Scott, for City High is going to be Rose. She is quite the player. She is Rose Nakumo.
Yep, Nakumo.
Nakumo, and she's a freshman. So he's young, but those two freshmen are going to play a lot. And they played a lot in Varsity Summer League, too. So they're used to this challenge. But they'll be young, but they also have some pretty good depth to go with them, with Earl and older sister Jones. And it should be fun.
Yeah, Kenya Earl coming back as well. And coming off a very good game, especially from the perimeter. She's at 2 out of 4 three-pointers and ended up with 9 points in that one. Sid Schroeder coming back as well at the point for City High. You mentioned Rose Nakumu in there. This is a City High team that last year probably went 6 deep. They'll go about maybe 7 this year. With Hora coming off the bench for head coach Bill McDaggert, and also Michaela Lacey. Paige Rocca also coming off the bench as well for the Little Hawks. So a little bit deeper team this year for Coach McTaggart.
Yeah, they are deeper. And for them, I mean, they literally played with 6, and that was it. And this year they're going to be playing 7, possibly 8. But, you're going to see more of a 7-person rotation for sure.
Yep, and they come in 1-0 after the win against the Linmar Lions. Meanwhile, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, first of all, they're going to be shorthanded tonight. They will be without Ashley Viss, the coach's youngest daughter, 5'7 sophomore. And she's going through concussion protocol right now. Averages 7 points per ball game, and also a pretty good rebounder at just under 4 points per ball game. But not going to play tonight. Don't know about the status against Pleasant Valley as they turn around and have to go to the Quad Cities tomorrow to take on a pretty good PV's team.
Well, you know, nowadays you do not mess with concussions, and I'm glad everybody has protocols in place now, and that's to protect the player for sure. But, yeah, they're going to miss her. You know, obviously 7 points, but, you know, she's also 5 steals and 5 assists into it too, and that's you're taking away a lot offensively as well.
Kennedy coming in 2-0, a good win over Muscatine, and then the win over a vastly improved Waterloo East team. It's a young Kennedy team, only one senior right now on this group for head coach Tony Viss. Haley Dolphin, we got to see her last year. Olivia Helwig, we got to see her last year. Those are the two stalwarts coming back for this Kennedy Ball Club. Dolphin averaging 18 points per game so far in the early going, and she showed flashes of that last year, but didn't need to score a whole bunch when you had Sellers and you had Hayden and that group that Coach Biss had.
Yeah, I mean, she's last year was 8 points a game, so she has done a good job picking up the scoring because she needs to. And, yeah, you're right. She got to play a nice role last year because she was surrounded by a lot of talent. And this year she's going to have to be the one they have to rely on. And she's having a good start. I mean, she's shooting 75% from the free throw line, four steals already, and just shy of 40% from the field.
On the inside, Adi Alipra has been a terrific addition. Had a good year in the sophomore club last year as a freshman, averaging 13 points per game and also 7 rebounds per contest for the Kennedy Cougars. And Kennedy... like we've seen in the past, Kennedy has been a really deep team. Of course, they're going to be without Ashley Viss tonight, but not quite as deep as they have been because of the youth. A lot of sophomores on this group. Only one senior, as we mentioned, and only 3 juniors on this Kennedy team. The rest are sophomores and freshmen.
Yeah, for years, you know, Kennedy has been known for a program to play 10 or 11, 12 kids every night, and that's been a 10-person rotation for them typically, and you're not going to see that anymore. And if you are, it's going to be with a lot younger kids coming in.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM. Appreciate Dan Hillers, Tom Schallstrom, and everybody for helping out. And you can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. We encourage you to do so. We encourage you to give them a call or stop on by. Tell them that Scott, Steve, and everybody at KGYM sent you. And we will be talking more about First Federal Credit Union throughout the broadcast tonight as well. Other games in the Mississippi Valley Conference tonight. Down the road, it'll be Xavier hosting Iowa City West. Waterloo West is at Linmar tonight. Dubuque Wallert goes to Prairie. It's Dubuque Hempstead in town to take on Jefferson. Cedar Rapids Washington is at Cedar Falls. Some very good matchups here in night number 2. And then Waterloo East is at Dubuque Senior tonight. Speculation that East has a pretty good shot to snap a 117-game conference losing streak in that game tonight.
Well, and I hope they do. I mean, that's...
Nothing against Senior.
No, not for sure. I mean, it's... You know, you can just tell by some of their scores this year, Scott. It's a lot different team.
One last night.
Yeah, so it's a lot different team than you've seen in years past. And it's that will be good for them. The conference needs them, you know, to be successful as well.
This game here tonight, you're going to see a lot of perimeter play. These two teams don't possess a lot of height. And with that in mind, whoever shoots the ball probably at the higher percentage obviously is going to have a big advantage in this one, but somebody's got to do some rebounding. So who's it going to be? Is it going to be Kenya Earl on the inside? Is it going to be Alipra on the inside? And who's going to help out?
Well, I tell you what, they're going to need, this year particularly, you don't see a whole lot of height in the conference, so you're going to see a lot of 5'10 posts this year, and that's what we're seeing. And, you know, communicating with Coach Viss, you know, he's really concerned about City High just because the pressure that they've been, you know, Linmar, they come back from putting on full court pressure and gets them back in the game to win it, and he's very concerned about that, and he's concerned with his lack of experience coming back this year, too. So he's pretty concerned right now, but he loves his team, he said. They're playing hard. Practices have been great, and that's a good sign.
First home game of the year as well for these Kennedy girls, so a chance to play in front of the home folks here at the Kennedy Gym.
Well, 6 of their first 9 games are on the road this year, and when you have a young team, Scott, 6 out of 9 on the road, that's a tough task.
And talking to Coach McTaggart beforehand, and he was wondering what he did wrong, having to start the season off at Linmar and at Kennedy. Two tough ones, but hey, if you can get those on the road to start things off, that really shows what kind of mettle you have as far as your team is concerned.
Yeah, and he's happy with his team right now, he said. And those are big games, and to come here, it's hard to win at Kennedy. You know, I've seen a lot of teams come in here, are very good teams, but Kennedy's had such a great program, and this could be tonight could be a different game. I don't know. It's going to be fun to see what City High is going to do. I'd be wouldn't be surprised, Scott, if they come out in full court pressure tonight. You know, but they lose some scoring, and you're going to see the sister pick it up. I think 46 threes last year by older sister Courtney. So that's some scoring they have to pick up, but they got some players to do it.
Yep, and Aubrey stepping right into that position. All right, let's go ahead and set our starting lineups here tonight from Kennedy. So we get ready for NBC girls basketball between the number 5 rated Little Hawks of City High and the Kennedy Cougars. First of all, for City High, 1-0 in the year, 1-0 in the NBC. They will go with this lineup, basically a four-guard lineup. It'll be Aubrey Jones at one guard, the 5'8 freshman, and Aubrey with a 14-point varsity debut the other night at Linmar. Also at a wing, Ashley Jones, 5'11 and a junior, and of course headed to Iowa State in a couple years to play for Bill Fenley. Ashley got in foul trouble early at Linmar, but still ended up with an 11-point game. Also to guard, it'll be Sid Schroeder, the 5'8 senior. And Schroeder, terrific ball handler. Maybe a little bit more of a scorer this year. Had 11 in that win against Linmar. And the second freshman, Rose Nakumu, the 5'7 ninth grader, coming off an 8-point varsity debut. And then on the inside of the forward, it'll be Kenya Earl, the daughter of former Hawkeye A.C. Earl, 5'11 and a senior. And she had a 9-point performance at Linmar on Tuesday night. The head coach for the City High Little Hawks is Bill McTaggart, assisted by Travis Dyer, Fred Riddle, and by Tim Casey. Now the starting lineup for the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 2-0 on the year and 1-0 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. They will also go with a heavy guard lineup, four guards and a forward. At one guard, it'll be Madison Freehoff at 5'9 and a sophomore, averaging 2 points per ball game. Also at a guard, number 22, Tessa Steffen, 5'7 and a junior, averages 3.5 points per ball game. Third guard will be Haley Dolphin, the 5'7 junior, leads Kennedy in scoring at 18 a game and shooting 38% from the field. Gets to the free throw line a lot. Very good penetrator to the basket. Also to guard, it'll be number 23, Olivia Helwig, 5'6 and a junior at 8 points a game. And in the middle, second leading scorer, leading rebounder for Kennedy and a forward, Audia Libra, 6 feet, and a sophomore for Libra, 13 points per game and a team-high 7 rebounds. Head coach for the Kennedy Cougars is Tony Viss, assisted by Joe Benedict, Andy Courtney, and Ethan Divis. And our officials, Dave Stamey, Scott Forsberg, and Mike Roberts. Kennedy in the home white with the green outline numbers and the green and gold trim. City High in their road red. Black numbers, white letters, trimmed in black, and the white and black striping on the uniform. This one should be a lot of fun. It'll be an interesting game, I think. Maybe up and down, too, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, and that was the thing that Coach Viss, he's concerned with their full court pressure. And I'll be curious to see if they come out in that right away and start pressing and put some pressure on those young kids on Kennedy.
Going to get our national anthem coming up here in just a couple of moments. We got more basketball coming your way tomorrow, a doubleheader, as a matter of fact, an unusual one, and we will let you know about that throughout the broadcast tonight as well. But a girl-boy doubleheader with different teams. We've got Marion hosting the Prairie Girls tomorrow at 2:30. Steve and I will have that one, and then Phil Dunn will join me for the nightcap tomorrow at 4 o'clock or so on 1600 AM and 107.5, as it'll be the Jeff Boys taking on Marion, and then Clear Creek Amana hosting Regina in a doubleheader on 106.3 at 4 o'clock coming up tomorrow. Right now, let's honor America with the playing of our national anthem here tonight at Kennedy.
Honor our country with the playing of the national anthem. Thank you.
national anthem here tonight at the Kennedy Gym. And set to go on this one, Ashley and Aubrey Jones, Earl, Schroeder, and Kumu for City High. And for Kennedy, Freoff, Stefan, Alipra, Dolphin, and Helwig, your starting lineups here as we get ready to tip this one off. Not a bad crowd on hand here on a chilly Friday night around Eastern Iowa.
Yeah, it was a little brisk walking from the car to here tonight, that's for sure. Winter is coming.
It's going to be Ashley Jones to tip it up for City High against Adi Alipra for the Kennedy Cougars. Veteran officiating crew here tonight. We should have a good one here. It was a terrific 65-61 win for Kennedy last year. We'll see what happens this season. We're underway in Kennedy with the basketball. They'll go right in front of us to the bucket to our left. Dolphin on the drive. And City High will come out straight up man-to-man. High-low pass inside off the hands of Alipra. Picks it up, turns, puts up the high archer off the back iron. No, and Kenya Earl has the first rebound of the night for the Little Hawks. And they'll go to the bucket to our right. Kennedy's going to play a little zone, and a zone buster right there is the freshman Aubrey Jones for the first three.
Yeah, good looking shot right in the corner. Coming out in zone, they found the open spot and hit it.
Little City High three-quarter court pressure, maybe trying to trap here. On the power dribble, Helwig all the way up and was fouled from behind. Or check that, that was Stefan that was fouled. And the foul's going to go against Kenya Earl. And that'll be her first. Free throws coming up for Tessa Stefan. Left-hander, and boy, she took that strong to the basket with the left hand.
Yep, she did. Broke through the trap there, half-court trap, took it right to the bucket.
Free throw short. 5'7 junior will have one more. Kennedy early on, a 63% free throw shooting team. Takes her time, bends the knees, puts it up and good. And Kennedy's on the board. It's 2-1 City High. And a little diamond pressure by Kennedy.
Diamond, or 1-2-2. Or...
And morphing down into that zone. Jones across the timeline. Gets it over in the left corner. Ashley Jones goes crossover in the dribble, starts to drive, double team. Feeds it back out top to Schroeder, and then a reach foul, a quick one on Haley Dolphin. Called it close early here, as you well imagine.
Yeah, and we've seen that for three games so far. Anything with hand checks, they're calling it right away.
Here's Nakumu out top. Right back it comes to Schroeder. Bounce right side. Over it comes. Deep three on the way. No good by Aubrey Jones. And the offensive board out of there to City High. On the drive, Ashley. Off-balance runner. No. Rebound. Alipra had it. Tipped it. Now we're going to have a jump ball. And it will stay with the Little Hawks.
Better shot.
Yeah, right now, Kennedy with their zone has extended their shooting right now, and you're just seeing three-point attempts. They haven't worked it in the middle.
Behind the screen, Schroeder back to Nakumu. Nice spin move in the lane. No-look pass. Back up top. Aubrey Jones sets for three. Off the right side, no good, and a push underneath. And they're going to get a leaper, I think.
Yeah, it was a good call. She went up in the air, and then she kind of, you know, elbowed her in the back and got her displaced.
So Adi Alipra will pick up her first, team second. And City High to inbound, a minute and a half into the ball game. Little Hawks up 3-1. Earl from the corner of three. Short, weak side rebound to City High. You get a lot of threes, you're going to get a lot of offensive rebounds.
Yep, that's her third one already.
The Jones girls playing catch with it. Jones cross court, Nakumo on the drive. Kick, Schroeder to the side. Three-pointer up, no good by Ashley Jones. And the rebound out of there to Kennedy. Dolphin pushing it up. Nice pass to the center to Alipra. Missed the left-hand shot, and Kennedy gets it back. Cougars down by two. Baseline drive in all the way. Leaner no good. That came up short by Stefan. Out of there with it comes City High.
Yeah, Kennedy's got to capitalize on some of their good looks they've had at the basket.
Three no good. Right corner by Jones. Loose, and City High gets the loose ball. Rebounding edge to the Little Hawks here so far. Kennedy with Dolphin and Helwig out front for head coach Tony Viss. Standing right hand dribble for Sydney Schroeder. Picks it up. Now looks right side. Aubrey Jones to Ashley in the corner. They overload that right side behind the screen. Step back three on the way. Curls in and out, no good. Ashley Jones, the offensive board, turns and was fouled. Now is that a reach? Nope, they're going to get it on Alipra, and that's going to be her second.
Yeah, they can't afford to have her in foul trouble either right now. She's height for them and able to play center of the zone.
Pass inside, tip stolen away. Good defense out of there by Kennedy. As a steal by Madison Freehoff. First turnover of the ball game. Deep three won't go by Alipra. Right of the key, rebound Ashley Jones. Long pass up court to Nakumu. Rose in the drive, leaves it for Earl. Penetrates all the way in, layup no, but drew the foul. And if that's Alipra, that's right. Three. But it will not be. Going to be a reach on Madison Freehoff.
Yeah, that would have been devastating for sure, Scott, if that was on Audie. That would have been very critical for Kennedy at this point in the game.
Earl hits the first free throw. Layla Sane will come in. Sane looking for her first points of the year. A 5'9 sophomore. Earl makes
full court pressure here right now by City High. 2-2-1.
5-1 in favor of the Little Hawks. Bringing it up the far side. Dolphin. Now reverse it in front of us. Helwig, no look pass over the right side. Open jumper up, no, from 15. Rebound Ashley Jones on the weak side. Took it away from a couple of Cougars. Jones all the way through a double team. Left-hand layup good.
Yeah, nice job by Jones. Broke the pressure all the way through in the lane, and just with her body was able to control a nice layup.
7-1, and the Cougars turn it over. As trying to draw the blocking foul, City High, and Kennedy just lost a dribble out of bounds.
But I noticed against this zone, too, they're putting Ashley kind of run a little high post area, too, to find her and put Earl down low, and that's probably a good move because when you give to Ashley, I mean, she shot 189 free throw attempts, so she's going to find a way to get to the basket.
Christina Hora coming in, 5'5 junior for City High. Three-pointer left wing won't go. Offensive rebound, putting it up no that time underneath those Aubrey Jones. And Kennedy out of there with it. Helwig up court, Dolphin driving left baseline. In all the way, stop, spins, back out top. Open three on the way is an air ball by Helwig. Rebounded by Kenya Earl, who's a good ball handler at 5'10", 5'11".
And not scared to shoot the three.
Boy, Jones, nice move on the baseline on the low catch, and she was fouled. I think this pace might be a little quick for Kennedy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be quick for Kennedy right now. And right now you got Alipra out, and that hurts him. And the hard thing is, too, it's just you get frustrated right away. And Kennedy missed some easy buckets right away, which would have helped get them off to a better start.
City High was 13-17 against Lindmar from the free throw line. Aubrey Jones missed a free throw, missed two.
You never hear Jones missing a free throw.
Stays 7-1 in favor of the Little Hawks. Soft JV game tonight was won by City High, 44-31. Free throw line, Sane on the drive, all the way in against Earl. Can't finish, though, and the rebound out of there to Aubrey Jones.
Yeah, that's about their fourth layup, Scott, down by the basket that they weren't able to capitalize on.
Hora goes crossover, leaves it out top for Schroeder. The senior point playmaker for City High. Into the corner, Aubrey, down low, posting up inside. Leaner good by Ashley Jones. Timeout, Kennedy. Ashley Jones, that's what she can do. She can hit the threes or she can post you up inside.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, Scott, really outside shooting for her, believe it or not, is not her suit. It's driving to the basket, attacking the rim, and she is one of the best in the state for sure at finding the basket and scoring off that and finishing. And we've seen it already. They put her at high post. They have her posting up low. And they'll take advantage of that all year long, especially in this game of her height.
9-1, a 6-0 run right now by City High. And that leads Kennedy to a timeout. We'll take a 30. 3:24 to play first quarter at City High 9. Kennedy 1 back in 30 seconds on KGYM Sports.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to Kennedy. And an over and back violation off the out of bounds.
Yep, they did. It came out in half court pressure and, she did a nice job reversing the ball. Unfortunately, her teammate was on the other end, of the other side of the court.
City High basketball as Ashley Jones will get it into Schroeder. Aubrey in there along with Hora and Earl. 3:10 to play here in the first quarter. Kennedy still in the zone. Back it comes to Aubrey. Deep left wing three. Too strong, no good. Rebound to the Cougars. And we're going to have a double dribble right in front of us as Helwig saw Dolphin breaking open underneath and tried to get the ball to her a little quick.
Yeah, and right now you're seeing some inexperience coming through right now, and Coach Biss obviously not pleased with some of these unforced turnovers.
Nakumu back in. Aubrey Jones will take a seat for City High. 9-1 Little Hawks. Under three to play here in the first quarter. Hora, lob pass, Ashley Jones. Turns, right baseline. Starts to drive, off balance, gets doubled and traveled with it.
Yeah, that's a good call. And she's trying to make something with two or three defenders. It just wasn't there for her to get by.
2-2-1 pressure. Ball kicked into the backcourt. Loose, diving for it, Nakumu. And it's out of bounds. Stays with the Cougars.
Now, I tell you what, Bill's one of the best technicians at a full court pressure, and they just do a tremendous job at with that.
Kennedy trying to beat the pressure. Bounce pass right side, free off, drives, tried to kick it to the corner, and the ball chased out of bounds. It'll be Kennedy basketball, last touch by Schroeder.
City High's doing a very good job being active in that press and also in man-to-man defense.
Helwig to inbound, way in the far corner, in that coffin corner. Gets it into Dolphin. Right back it comes to Helwig. And now City High is going to go zone off the out-of-bounds. Pull up three. Up good by Dolphin. Left of the key.
Yeah, that was a good transition. A little offensive, better offensive movement. Reverse the ball, and Dolphin got a nice open look.
First three of the year, and Earl beat the pressure and was fouled on the other end. That's the first three for Dolphin on the year. And the foul will be on Freehoff, and that'll be her second. Six team fouls already on the Cougars. Free throw dances and falls for Kenya Earl.
Number 10, Maggie Gallagher.
And Maggie Gallagher will come in, the lone senior for Kennedy, 5'4 senior. Earl's second free throw up good. All four first points from the free throw line. Here comes that trapping pressure, 2-2-1. Dolphin in the backcourt, gets bumped by Nakumu, now drives, no-look pass over to Sane, right back it comes to Dolphin for the easy layup.
Yeah, that was a great pass, a great transition, and good job breaking the press.
Best Kennedy has looked tonight, 11-6. Now the Cougars a little half-court trapping pressure.
Yeah, now they got a little jump in their step now.
Nice move by Earl, beat it, but can't finish down low, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Little Hawk basketball. Nice head and shoulder fake there by Kenya Earl. Just could not get the layup to go.
No, she was trying to shoot left side with the right hand. That usually is not a good opportunity to make those.
Up top, Ashley Jones doubled wherever she goes. Back it comes to Schroeder. Skip pass over the top to Hora. Her pass up top, too tall, and picked back up by City High. 90 seconds to play, first quarter, 11-6 Little Hawks by five. Now Schroeder will reset the offense here. Over it comes left wing, and the three is up. It went, and we've got a whistle underneath and a foul on Kennedy.
Yeah, they called a foul on Haley Dolphin, kind of boxing out and displacing Earl, which hard to do, displacing Earl, and did that on the three, so basket counts, and the ball should stay with City High.
So it'll be a three that went for Hora. And Kennedy's got three players with two fouls apiece.
Now.
1:15 to play. Dribble drive to Kumu. Drive a kick out. Now the Little Hawks will reset it and get the play from the bench.
Kennedy in that 2-3 zone.
Ashley Jones back to Hora. Looking back door. Nice catch in traffic by Jones. Turns, puts it up and scores.
Yeah, nice set play. Back screen on the bottom girl in the 2-3 zone. And nice toss over there. Lob to Jones.
5-0 mini run by City High after the Kennedy 6-0 run. Helwig splitting a double team. Nice bounce underneath the Sane. Fakes. Shot blocked by Earl, though. 40 seconds to play. Lead pass Schroeder up the right-hand boards. All the way. Crossover dribble and gets the layup to go.
Well, that was a nice move by Schroeder. She did a nice crossover and spin right up for layup.
That extra step there at the end. We've got a reach foul here on City High. Going to get charged to Nakumu.
City High foul number three, Rose Kim Cooper.
And that's the second on City High. Team foul number seven against Kennedy. 26 seconds to play here in the game's first quarter. Dolphin in front of us. High-low pass broken up by Nakumu. Loose from baseline. Stolen by Schroeder. Turnover number four. Jones coast to coast. All the way through traffic and gets the layup with the right hand.
Yeah, Ashley, full court, took it right through the lane. That's her game.
You got to stop her out front.
Yeah.
5 seconds, 20 to 6, if Kennedy turns it over on a bad pass.
Boy, they're going to get another opportunity here with 3.3 seconds left.
Aubrey Jones quickly in. And Schroeder will come out. 3.3, plenty of time to get a shot off
here.
You can
get a nice shot off here, and he's got a nice, you'll probably have a call here, set play to get a good open look from outside.
Aubrey Jones off the inbound, stop and go move. Kick out to Ashley, left side three, no, at the horn. After one, good shooting quarter by City High. Little Hawks lead it. Number five leads Kennedy. It's City High 20, Cougars 6. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
It's a rare high school basketball doubleheader this Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on KGYM. Join us Saturday at 2:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for a girls matchup as 4A number 2 Marion hosts Prairie. That will be followed by a boys contest as the Indians host the Jefferson Jayhawks at 4. That's a girl-boy basketball doubleheader presented by First Federal Credit Union. The Prairie Girls at Marion at 2:30, followed by the Jefferson Boys at Marion at 4. Saturday on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Second quarter underway, and a foul called on a drive to start the quarter, and it's going to be charged to Aubrey Jones.
Yeah, it was a good call. She took it right at her and, wanted to go straight up, but obviously hand got across her arm.
Free throw in and out, back in again for Dolphin. Point number six. She has all but one of the Kennedy tallies so far. Second free throw, no good. In and out, rebounded by Aubrey Jones. In there for City High, along with Ashley Jones, Nakumu. Into the corner, three on the way. Jones, back heel, no good. Rebound, Kennedy. Give you the rest of the lineup in a moment. Michaela Lacey, a senior, is in there right now for City High. Quick three, left wing, good by Haley Dolphin. Off the assist from Helwig.
Yeah, good open look for her, and Dolphin's got the green light. If it's your shot, they're going to have her take it as much as she can.
Trapping pressure, Sane comes up with the tip away and a steal taken up by Dolphin. Tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Kennedy. Dolphin in there along with Stefan, Gallagher, Sane, and Helwig for the Cougars. Down by 10, 20 to 10. And Hora is the fifth player in there for City High. Cougars the inbound. Helwig left of the glass in front court, trying to go back door. Catch by Gallagher in the paint, looking for some help. Finally gets it out of there to Helwig, and now Kennedy will set it up. Man-to-man for City High. Nakumu on Helwig. High post, Sane. Turns on Jones. Spinning left of the lane. Kick out to Sane. And flips it out of bounds.
I tell you, City High's done a nice job in their man-to-man pressure defense. They're very, everybody's in possession. And it's not letting Kennedy get anything inside right now.
Little bit of a gamble here by Tony Viss. As Audia Lepra is going to come back in for the Cougars with two fouls. Pull up free throw line, jumper, front iron and good for Ashley Jones, who's got 10 and a half. 22 to 10 in favor of City High. Play 90 seconds of quarter number two. Good bounce pass to Dolphin, right wing. That air ball, though, from three. Kennedy with a rebound. Gallagher dumps it inside.
Nice move.
Yeah, shot blocked by Jones, though, on Alipra. Nice little crossover, but Jones didn't buy the fake.
No.
Kick to Aubrey. Left corner three, no. Jones girls are cold from the outside. Others are picking it up, though, for City High. Cougars trying to beat the pressure. Picking it up outside the arc. Dolphin looking inside for a leaper. Instead gets it back to Helwig. Crossover. Drive and a kick out to the corner. Back up it comes to Dolphin. Drives on Nakumu and a blocking foul going to be called on Nakumu.
That was a good offensive series right here for Kennedy. Moved the ball around about four or five passes and was able to get it finally into the lane and foul on Nakumu on a body.
City High will bring three new players in. Earl comes in. Schroeder also back in. And for the first time, Paige Rocca is into the game as well. A leaper inside, posting up in the right block. Doubled. Kick outside and a travel.
Yep, quick feet.
Turnover number 7 on Kennedy. Cougars have had some half-court pressure. Haven't seen any full-court pressure.
No, they're three-quarter right now and trying to slow them down and hopefully cause a couple mental mistakes on offense for City High.
22-10, trying to break a double team. Ashley Jones had it knocked away, and now we've got a tied ball, and it will stay with City High.
Now Kennedy did a nice job in that, and those kids can run that. They've been running presses for a long time, so that three-quarter is kind of making City High think a little bit.
Little Hawks will inbound. Ashley Jones into the game. Aubrey out right now.
Travel.
Nakumu traveled. Yep.
Well, I tell you what, you see a lot of that too, Scott. They get the ball. It's that quick shuffle of the feet, and we see a lot of that.
Boys, girls, doesn't matter.
Yes, no, it does not matter.
City High with that relentless pressure. Helwig, diagonal pass right side to Dolphin at the far hash mark. She'll set it up. Comes off the ball screen. Tried to pick and roll. Had her pocket pick. Loosed at the center stripe, and we're going to have... Yes, before the timeout and over and back. And just getting a foot on the line that time
Literally.
Was Rocca.
Yeah, she just the front of her sneaker got over the line, and it was a good call.
Officials done a good job so far. On the drive, penetrating all the way in. Helwig, and she was fouled. And I think that's going to be the third on Nakumu. And it will be. Team's fifth, third on the freshman. And Helwig to the line for the Cougars for two. Free throw, high archer is good. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union tonight. A leaper out. Free off will come out. Gallagher will come out for Kennedy. Free throw number two is good.
Yeah, that's what Kennedy's got to do is capitalize on every free throw when they get up there.
Kennedy hanging in there, down. 22-12. Pass to the wing, tipped out of bounds by Helwig. Also into the game for the Cougars is Lauren Vasky, 5'6 sophomore. Where's number 11? Under 5 to play first half. Dumped to the corner. Back it comes to Ashley. Deep three off the front iron, no good. Tipped by Schroeder right down, and the putback is good.
Well, I tell you what, City High's done a nice job getting the boards, long threes, but they got 7 offensive rebounds already.
Rocca with the putback. 24-12. Stop and go move by Helwig. Goes back door with a bounce and off the hand of Stefan. Picked up by Ashley Jones. Good lead pass to Schroeder. Layup curls in.
Yeah, good job by City High. Got a steal and ran the ball up the lane. And Schroeder with a good job running the floor.
26-12. Biggest lead of the ball game right now by the Little Hawks. And Kennedy will get a timeout. 30-second timeout taken here by Tony Viss and Kennedy. And I guess, like we said earlier on, boy, this pace really, City High wants to play up and down more than Kennedy does this year.
Yeah, this year, because usually that's Kennedy's game. They love the up and down. And, it hurt him, too, that Adi Alipra was foul trouble, too, kind of took the wind out of their sails a little bit. But I tell you what, this is a deeper City High team, Scott. They're going to be able to press. They're going to be able to come at you a little harder and stay out there. Foul trouble will not hurt them as bad as it has in years past this year.
Yeah,
that's going to be the advantage. I'd love to see them play Davenport North.
Last year, if City High got one of their starters in foul trouble, they were in big trouble.
It was. It was very difficult.
26-12, beating the pressure, good. Wink pass to Dolphin, pull up high archer, no good, left of the lane. Same the offensive rebound, turned down the shot, got it over to Vasky, and now diving for it, coming up with the steal with Schroeder. Turnover number 10 on the Cougars. City High in transition. Hora back into the game. Schroeder. Pass over to Rocca over in the left corner against the Kennedy zone. They try to get it inside. Ball tipped away, but Little Hawks keep it. And timeout, Bill McTaggart.
Timeout, City High.
Going to be a full timeout. Full timeout taken here, so we'll take one as well. 3:47 to play here in the opening half, and it's City High 26, Kennedy 12. Back in a minute, you're listening to Girls High School Basketball from KGYN.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
It's a rare high school basketball doubleheader this Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on KGYM. Join us Saturday at 2:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for a girls matchup as 4A number 2 Marion hosts Prairie. That will be followed by a boys contest as the Indians host the Jefferson Jayhawks at 4. That's a girl-boy basketball doubleheader presented by First Federal Credit Union. The Prairie girls at Marion at 2:30, followed by the Jefferson boys at Marion at 4. Saturday on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Scott Unash, Steve Dozier. And number 5, City High, has led the whole way here, 26-2-12. Inside Earl, nice spin move on the block for the two.
Yeah, and that's the first time they really got her involved down low on the block like that. And that was a nice job by City High to move the ball and find her down to the block.
And the Cougars turn it over against the pressure with a long up-court pass. Too tall, turnover number 11. Aubrey Jones back in there now for City High, along with Ashley Jones.
Little backdoor lob coming again.
Yep, there it is. High catch. Jones underneath. Goes up against a double team and was fouled. And that one's going to be charged to Tessa Steffen. That'll be her first personal team foul, number 8 against the Cougars. And the free throw dances and falls for Ashley, who was a terrific free throw shooter. And like you said, gets there an awful lot.
Boy, 189 times. That is hard to fathom.
Got them both. 6 for 6 on the year, 2 for 2 tonight. She's got a dozen here in the half, and City High has broke this open 30-12. Up court, bounce pass, tip, stolen for a moment, and City High gets it back. Turnover number 12 on the Cougars. Under 3 to play first half. We'll have some scores. Take a look at some stats at halftime as well. Tell you what's coming up tomorrow on a busy basketball day. High lob inside. Ashley Jones posting up. Got double team. Lost her footing. And now a double dribble on the Cougars. And a turnover each way. It'll go back to City High.
Tell you what, Ashley Jones can play anywhere offensively, Scott. They can have her high post, point guard on the block. She's so versatile, tall, long arms.
It's a good City High basketball team. Ashley Jones trapped up top. No-look pass inside. Earl fumbled it for a moment, picks it up, turns, puts up the left-hand hook and got it to go over Alipra.
Yeah, she did a nice job handling kind of a bounce pass that wasn't right there and ended up finishing on that.
City High has so many offensive weapons that can beat you. Here's Dolphin, pull-up 10-footer, curls it in right of the lane. Dolphin's keeping Kennedy somewhat close.
Yep, and they're going to need her to do this for two more quarters.
She's got 11 of Kennedy's 14. Nice crossover dribble. Jones can't finish, though, underneath. Offensive board, Earl no good. Got it back, high off the glass for two more.
Boy, that's their ninth offensive rebound.
And 10 for Kenya Earl. 34-14 in favor of City High. They've led the whole way into the corner. Now a bounce in the right block. Leaper off the glass, too strong with it. Rebounded by Aubrey Jones. Running the court for City High. Gets it over to Schroeder. To the trailer, Ashley Jones way in, and the layup good.
Boy, nice job cutting the lane, finding the opening, and finishing.
14 for Ashley Jones. And nearly a double dribble by the Cougars. Back up top. Open top of the key. Three is good. by Freehoff. And it's 36-17. Kennedy with three triples here in the first half. Schroeder, long diagonal pass, nobody home. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Cougar ball.
So guys looking a little bit tired right now. They've been playing a lot of full court pressure and running the floor offensively and looking a little bit winded.
Coming back in, Lacey and Rocca for the Little Hawks as Ashley Jones going to get her first breather of the night. Aubrey will stay in there for Bill McTaggart, City High. Minute to play. Good steal by the Little Hawks. Schroeder. Pull-up jumper won't go too strong. Offensive rebound. Left-hand put-back no good by Aubrey Jones. Rebounded by Sane. Helwig pushing it up with a left-hand power dribble into the front court for Kennedy. Between the circles, gets it to Dolphin, and she'll set it up. Gallagher back into the game along with Sane. Also Runnels into the game. That's Kendall Runnels for the Cougars. Her sister Lyndon played last year, and we've got a tied ball as Helwig dribbled right in to Aubrey Jones.
Yeah, just tried to make something happen and kick it out. And, you know, Aubrey Jones got her hands in there and tied her up.
31 seconds to play here in the half. Inbound, Gallagher. Hands it back. Dolphin starts to drive. Step back, high arching jumper, in and out. Nice move. Wouldn't go, and the rebound to Earl. See if City High goes for the last shot. And they will here in the first half.
Let's go. City, take the ball.
Aubrey Jones, back it comes to Schroeder, far hash mark. 10 seconds to play. Back it comes to Aubrey. Takes a look at the clock, flips into the corner. Earl turns, fires for three, short, no good. Rebound Cougars. Dolphin from half court at the horn, short, and that's the end of the first half. Halftime here from Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and the score at the break, number 5, Iowa City High, 36. Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 17. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you from the Cougar Gym after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to Girls High School Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYN.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth.
Valid 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
As a pro, every job matters. And I know that I could always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. And with the largest selection of in-stock DeWalt power tools, I know I'll find exactly what I need to complete a project.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can get 25% off select DeWalt cordless combo kits. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or lowesforpros.com for details. Valid November 23rd through December 27th. U.S. only.
Back with you here from the Kennedy Gym. Halftime as City High leads at 36-17. Over the Kennedy Cougars, Scott Unash along with Steve Dozier here. And boy, very, very sharp first half for Bill McTaggart, City High.
Well, that was a great first half. And, you know, they started out early, made some big shots, started with Aubrey Jones in the corner. Ash and, you know, and her sister, of course, with the points, and Earl down low. And boy, very, very impressive City High team.
And I think they proved in the first half. Yes, Ashley Jones got her points, but Kenny Earl with 10. Aubrey Jones hit that three. Sydney Schroeder with a couple of buckets. Hora hit a big three. Shows that there's a lot more depth this year for this Little Hawk basketball team, which is really going to help them out.
Oh, for sure. They had 9 or 10 in there already, Scott. And my years as a coach, I can't tell you the last time they had 9 or 10 in meaningful minutes playing. So, that's a dangerous team. And how do you guard them? They did a 2-3 zone, and City Heights kind of picked them apart because they got two or three kids who can shoot it anywhere, anytime. Then you got Earl in the middle, that's a dangerous City Heights team.
Well, let's take a look at the scoring coming up for you here from the Kennedy Gym here at half. For City High, two in double figures. Ashley Jones leading the way. In 2 years, an Iowa State Cyclone. 14 points, 6 field goals, 2 out of 2. In the first half of play. 10 points for Kenya Earl. Earl with 3 field goals and 4 free throws. 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Sid Schroeder on 2 field goals. Aubrey Jones with a 3-pointer for 3. Christine Hora with a 3-pointer for 3. And Paige Rocca with a field goal for 2. For Kennedy, it's been the Haley Dolphin show in the first half. She's got 11 of Kennedy's 17, had a couple of threes to go along with 2 2-point goals and a free throw for 11. Also for the Cougars, Madison Prioff with 3 points. 2 points for Olivia Helwig, both from the free throw line, and Tessa Steffen with a free throw for 1 in the first half of play. Turnovers, 7 for City High. Kennedy with 13 so far, and the bench scoring is 5-0 in favor of the Little Hawks. Right now, Kennedy with 3 made threes in the first half to 2 for City High, and the Little Hawks in the first half, 75% for the free throw line. They were 6 out of 8. Kennedy, 67% from the line. Cougars were 4 out of 6 in that first half of play. Kennedy with only 5 made field goals in that first half. The City High defense was good, especially that pressure full court.
Yeah, well, and what the City High was able to do, Scott, is fall back and play a pretty darn good man-to-man defense. They didn't fall back in the zones, which traditionally they have in years past. And you're seeing some very, very, very impressed with their defensive zone pressure. But I'm very even more impressed when they fall back and match up. Man, it has not given Kennedy too good a looks right now.
How about your rebounding stats at halftime?
Well, it's a City High. It is all City High. City High right now, 10 defensive rebounds, 10 offensive rebounds, and for a total of 20. And Kennedy with 7 defensive rebounds and 3 offensive rebounds for a total of 10. But, a lot of those rebounds would come out about 15 feet out. But, again, it was City High was the aggressor on any time that ball came off the rim.
So City High up big, 19-point lead here at the break. It's the Little Hawks 36 and the Kennedy Cougars 17. And another girls game going on down the street. It is West leading Xavier right now, 21-16 in a low-scoring first half. West and City, the first of their 2 matchups, going to be coming up, I believe, a week from next Tuesday.
That would be a fun. That is going to be worth the price of admissions for sure.
Try to find you some other scores coming up here as we have a moment at halftime. Ken, let you know that coming up tomorrow, we got that unique doubleheader that we'll have for you here. As we will be on the air 2:30 tomorrow on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, as it'll be the Prairie Girls at Marion to take on the number 2 and 4A Indians. Our first chance to take a look at Corby Lauby's team that is very, very talented and very, very good. But Prairie beat them last year. Keep that in mind. One of the losses that Marion had.
That was, and that was a good game execution by Prairie. But I tell you what, I was talking to Coach Stump today, and, you talk about you can't, against Marion, you can't say, oh, we're just going to go guard these two girls. You can't. You have to guard all 5, and you can't really focus on anybody because they're just all dangerous and deep, which is, that's just, they look like they're having a lot of fun and getting after people.
We've got Hempstead leading Jefferson 29-25 at halftime. We mentioned West leading Xavier 21-25. 16. Mount Vernon on top of Vinton Shelsburg, 41-6 at halftime right now. Center Point Urbana leading Solon, 41-24. Wow, Marion leads Anamosa 34-4.
2-0 Anamosa.
Yes, that is not a bad Anamosa basketball team, and Marion is having their way. Boys right now at halftime, Iowa City West playing Chicago Marion Catholic tonight, and West High leading at 29-20 at the halftime break. Yes, Marion Catholic out of Chicago Heights, Illinois. That tells you that no one wants to play West.
That is an indicator.
In boys' non-conference.
That is an indicator.
So far. But then after our girls' game tomorrow, one more girls' game. North Lynn all over Lisbon. That's a final 79-29. We'll have Jeff and Marion boys tomorrow. Phil Dunn will join me for that one at about 4:15 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for you. And then we've got a doubleheader on the girls, on 106.3 FM. And that will be Iowa City, Regina, Clear Creek, Amana. It'll be the girls' game first, beginning at 4:30. So that's our lineup coming up for tomorrow. Well, keep on doing what you did if you're City High in that first half, right?
Yeah, Bill will keep coming at him. He's not going to change what he does, and he will come at him. He'll come up with that pressure full court. You know, usually he's a 1-2-1-1, zone press, and in this game you're seeing a 2-2-1. So a little different look for them this year, at least in this game. And, and I think Kennedy likes to get, full court range, but it's hard to do against a dangerous team like this.
36-17 as both teams back out, getting ready for the second half here from the Cougar Gym. And if you're Tony Viss, learn from this. Yes, you're 2-0, but you haven't faced a team this caliber as of yet with your young Cougars.
No, and there's not many teams like this out there either, Scott. I mean, this is a very good CDI team. And if you're Coach Viss, you're looking at the little things, saying, here's what we need to do better. Let's take one or two things that we need to do better. And that's taking care of the ball, and that's rebounding right now. And those are a couple little things they can take care of, and that's all, and that's something they can do. And so if they can take care of a couple of those little things, that hopefully will help them get back in this ball game.
Cornell women also a winner tonight over Lake Forest, 61-54.
Coach Brazzi.
Ah, yes. All right, set to go. Kennedy with Haley Dolphin out there along with Olivia Helwig. Madison Freehoff. Cougars playing without Ashley Viss tonight. Also in there for Kennedy is Tessa Steffen. And also for the Cougars, Audie Alipra. City High basketball to start quarter number three. Curling down the lane. Nakumu drives, kick out to Earl. Left of the circle, three-pointer. Can't get the roll. Rebound underneath, tight ball, and the arrow will give it to Kennedy. Yeah, City High will clamp on that pressure again. 2-2-1, they try to trap out of it. A lot like what Wash used to do.
Yes, they would trap that and try to get something in the front court.
Trying to split a double team that time. Dolphin lost the basketball, picked up by City High. Good feed
nice
inside
pass
to the trailer Jones for the two.
Schroeder, that was a nice heads-up pass by Schroeder.
Ashley Jones with 16, and boy, she runs the floor so well.
And smart, just heady player. Iowa State's getting a great one.
Throw over the top, and the pass intercepted by Aubrey Jones. Comes away with the loose ball. Turnover for Kennedy, and that is their 15th. Feed inside, tipped away by Alipra and stolen out of there. Up ahead to Dolphin. Dolphin spins left of the lane, goes up with the floater, can't get the roll, and the rebound to Ashley Jones. Long up court pass, and it's out of bounds as Nakumu tried to chase it down. One of those one-handers that coaches love so much.
Yeah. Those are frustrating.
38-17. Bounce pass into front court. Alipra tried the no-look pass down low, and it was tipped out of bounds. Active hands all the time.
They are active. And, to beat a press, a lot of times you're going to have a pass across court a lot of times, and that's hard to do, especially with how active hands that City High is showing.
Off the inbound and a travel on Steffen. Good closeout there by Aubrey Jones going for the block.
And I've been very impressed with City High's man-to-man defense today.
as good as City High was last year, and take nothing away from the oldest Jones.
Courtney.
Yeah. Here's a three in the left wing. Short that time by Schroeder, and a rebound out deep to Kennedy.
They're just deeper.
They're deeper.
They're just deeper.
And more athletic than they were a year ago.
Extremely.
Crossover dribble off the clear out. Driving in. Helwig leaner. No offensive foul. Nakumu came over to draw the charge.
Boy, she did a nice job stepping in, especially as a freshman, to step in and take that charge.
Personal number one on Olivia Helwig. And it will be City High ball out of bounds. 38-17 in favor of the Little Hawks. They've led the whole way, in case you're joining us late. Pass to the side, tipped out of bounds.
You know, Kennedy's done a nice job, Scott, on their three-quarter press. They have caused problems, especially against the inexperienced, you know, the freshmen out there a little bit. So Kennedy's done a nice job with that press.
Ashley Jones at the center circle. Gets it to Schroeder. Kennedy extending that zone a little bit. High lob pass. Ashley Jones, top of the circle. Turns on Dolphin. Give and go. Right back to Nakumu. Left-hand layup.
Boy,
good.
What a great, quick first step by that freshman, Rose Nakumu.
First points for the 5'7 freshman. And it's 40-17 in favor of City High. Kennedy beating the pressure, and they get the layup.
It's a good start for Kennedy right now as they come out and beat that zone press.
Maddie Free off with her second bucket, and City High answers right back. Earl with the bucket, steal by City High, layup good off the assist from Schroeder to Nakumu, and Kennedy's going to get a timeout. Timeout, Kennedy, and it'll be a full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 5:18 to play in the ball game, or in the third quarter, I should say. And it's City High on top of Kennedy, 44-19. Back in a minute, you're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Two neighbors get together for a girl-boy basketball non-conference doubleheader this Saturday evening on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn this Saturday at 4:30 on 106.3 FM for the girl-boy doubleheader as Iowa City Regina meets Clear Creek Amana. It's a battle between the WAMAC and River Valley conferences as the Clippers host the Regals. That's girl-boy basketball doubleheader presented by First Federal Credit Union, Iowa City, Regina, Clear Creek, Amana. Saturday at 4:30 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
After the timeout, back to play, and a leaper with a travel as Kennedy broke the pressure well.
They did. That cross-court pass is a way to beat a, you know, a good press, and they did a nice job there, but just a quick turnover.
Jazz couldn't stop from taking that extra step. Good lob down low to Earl, fouled by Vasky as she went up.
And City High's done a great job breaking their pressure, too. They've been able to find Earl and in the last couple cross breaks.
Earl to the line. Four out of four so far in the ball game, and gets the roll on the first one. 13 for Kenya Earl. The 5'11 senior has one more, puts it up right through. And this City High team shoots free throws well, too.
Oh, extremely well.
Not a weakness.
No.
46-19. We could see the 35-point rule come into effect here. Crossover by Helwig. Gets it over to the right side to free off. Bouncing the high post to Alipra. Turnaround shot short. And the rebound out of there to Ashley Jones. 4:40 to play in the third. 46-19. Jones crossover driving to kick out to Schroeder. So they work that triangle left against the zone. Aubrey Jones. For Nakumu. Circles left, leaves it for Earl. Right back it comes to Jones at the free throw line. Drives in, blocking foul call.
Well, I tell you what, Ashley, they have her just kind of roaming the high post and low post, and she's got such long arms, too. And once she gets it, she's heading right to the bucket.
Ashley Jones to the line for two more tries. Two out of two so far. Up and right through. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union tonight. As City High leads at 47-19. Make it 48-19. City High right now on a big run to start the second half of 12-2. Free throw line, a leaper. Nice ball, fake drives, puts very it good. Up and good.
Yeah, got a nice pass at the high post and made a nice cross step right to the basket.
First two for the sophomore on this very young Kennedy team, Ani Alipra. Pass to the corner. Earl turns for three and buries it for the triple.
I'll tell you what, she's not scared to shoot it either, Scott. That's, and coaches let her shoot the three. So she's that 19-foot range is not something not to expect from her.
Ball tip stolen. Good pass for Schroeder underneath.
I think that's six quick points already for Nakumu.
Nakumu with the bucket. 20 turnovers on Kennedy. And now City High, I think, is going to call off the pressure. Here's the three behind the screen. Won't go by Dolphin. Left of the circle. Earl the board. Outlet pass. Here comes Ashley. Stop and go dribble. Tipped away. Lewis picked up by Aubrey. Right back it comes to Ashley. Posting up. Good. Bounce pass. And Earl fouled before the shot.
Well, that was good defense by Freehoff, though. She anticipated that and got it. And she was not happy with the foul call, but she did a nice job stopping a quick layup.
Fourth on Freehoff, and the fourth team foul against Kennedy. Baskey out, and Freehoff will come out. Inbound, one-hand catch by Ashley Jones. Tried to put it on the floor to split a double team, and it was tied up, and it will stay with City High. Gallagher back in for Kennedy. Helwig also back in for Kennedy. Nakumu, drive, kick outside, three good by Aubrey Jones. And if you worry about Earl and Ashley on the inside, Aubrey hits the three.
Yes, and she started with the three, so she is a nice shooter.
56-21, three from the right wing won't go. Rebound on the weak side, pulled out of there by Aubrey. Up the right-hand boards, coast-to-coast all the way, and banks it home off the crossover dribble.
And that's something we haven't seen Aubrey do, is take it there and a little runner in the lane.
And we are going to have the continuous clock now. 58-21 with 2:35 to play here in the third. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, for sure.
Backdoor pass, a bounce is tipped out of bounds. As City High is going to bring in Rocca, Lacey, and Hora. And also coming in, Samantha Greving.
I've been impressed with City High Sydney Schroeder, too, Scott. You know, you got the other ones, but she's kind of been a nice addition.
Nice play off the out-of-bounds for Kennedy, and Alipra gets the leaner to go from the right block. 58-23. Kennedy back within that 35-point margin. Dump it comes to Hora. Cross-court pass, Rocca. Feeds a high post. Back it comes outside. Hora for three, and she hits it.
Boy. Especially with all the subs in, they did a nice job in that transition. Hora get a nice open look.
She's a junior. 61-23. Stop and go move. Dolphin all the way down the lane. Lost to going up. It'll stay Kennedy ball. Sadie Powell comes into the Cougar lineup. 5'9 freshman. And this very young Cougar team. So everyone that dressed tonight has played for Kennedy. Ashley Viss not playing tonight. Fake, Stefan on the drive, all the way down the lane. Left hand runner rimming, no, and the rebound pulled down by Greving. Double teamed and a reach foul called. Frustration there, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, a little frustration right now, and you're seeing both teams a little tired right now and a little frustrated, Kennedy.
54 seconds to play here in the third. City High up big, 61-23. Nakumu on the drive, all the way down the lane and scores.
Boy, you talk about another good-looking freshman too, Scott, is Nakumu, is Rose Nakumu. She is the real deal.
Eight all in the quarter, 63-23. Dolphin on the power dribble down the lane and drew the foul. And that foul going to go against Paige Rocca.
Yeah, how about this, Scott? Last year for our eighth grade team, we played Southeast Iowa City, and they had Jones and Rose both, or Nakumu, both on the same team.
How'd you do?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm about as frustrated as Kennedy was.
One out of two from the line.
Yeah, those two are phenomenal players.
For Dolphin, first points of the half. She's got 12. 25 seconds to play in the third. 63-24, City High up big. High post between the circles. Back it comes to Hora, who's hit a couple of threes. They run the weave up top. Nakumu, almost five guards in there right now for City High.
Yeah, pretty much.
6 seconds to play. Back to Nakumu. Penetrates the lane all the way in. Layup good. So quick. And what a quarter for the Little Hawks. Through three. Number five showing why. They lead Kennedy 65-24. City High on top. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here from the Kennedy Gym as we get ready to start quarter number four. All City High tonight. As the Little Hawks with a big 65-24 cushion over the Kennedy Cougars as we start quarter number four. Kennedy with the basketball attacking the bucket to our right. Bounce down on the right block to Runnels and traveled as she made a move to the basket. Turnover number 21 against the Cougars. We see a lot of subs here for City High in quarter number four. Rocking the game, Hora in there, Greving in there. Also Lacey in the game. And Sam Schroeder in there for the Little Hawks. Greving doubled at the right elbow and a reach foul on the Cougars.
Tell you what, even the subs have done a nice job. He's got control in the offense for City High and passing it and working the offense. 5, 6, 7 passes, which you like to see.
Madeline Fontana will come in. Gallagher, Helwig, Kendall Runnels in there for Kennedy. 1-1, free throw up good. As that was team foul number 7. Oh, Samantha Greving will have one more. 66-24, got them both.
Four freshmen have played tonight for City High.
67-24. Crossover dribble, driving a kick outside. Steffens for three, can't get the roll, tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay Cougar ball.
Five in the paint.
As Kennedy will have Maggie Gallagher to inbound. Gets it in on the right baseline. Steffens had the ball tipped away, picks it back up. And in there for Kennedy running the show, the freshman Sadie Powell. Hands it off to Helway, goes back door.
Nice pass.
Nice bounce and losing it, but then corralling it along the baseline was Lacey. And it will stay with the Cougars. After three, Iowa City West leading Xavier, 33-23. That's down the road.
That is at Xavier. Yeah, I tell you what, anytime you get a win at Xavier, it doesn't matter if it's 1 point or 100, that's tough to come by.
Posting up inside, right-hand turnaround won't go on the high archer by Kennedy as Dolphin missed it. Rebound City High. Little Hawk basketball with under six to play here in the game. We'll talk to Bill McTaggart coming up afterwards. Here's a drive by Sam Schroeder. Had a shot partially blocked by Runnels. Lead pass Cougars off the rebound to Dolphin. And she'll finish with the left hand. 14 for Dolphin. And the Cougars still down big. City High with Ashley Kennan into the ball game now. And a bad pass stolen away by Helwig, and she'll get the layup on the other end. She's got four on two field goals. 67-28.
I've seen both teams right now fall back and just play half court man-to-man.
Dump pass inside on the block. Greving gives it up, kicks it back outside. Open shot won't go for three from the right wing. And we got a foul underneath on a reach. Sam Schroeder will pick it up. Only the second team foul as Alipra comes back in for Kennedy, and also Freehoff will come back in for the Cougars. It's been a long time since a Kennedy girls team has been on the short end of the stick like this. Dolphin on the penetration was fouled. Little stop-and-go move.
Yeah, you know, young, they're very young. Dolphin's going to have to carry them this year, and that's obvious. And, it'll help when Vince gets back, too, so hopefully that's sooner than later.
Lob out top to Alipra. 4:20 to play. Kennedy got foul trouble early, and City High, good basketball team. Nice move down the lane by Alipra.
I've been really impressed with her post move, Scott, tonight.
Three buckets, six for the sophomore. 67-30. Pass out front, tipped away, and almost stolen by Helwig. And it's going to stay with City High. We're under four to play. When the clock starts moving, goes quickly.
Yes, it does. This has been a quick quarter so far. About 3.5 minutes left already.
Sam Schroeder chases it down in the backcourt. As Lacey will get ready to come back in for City High. Cannon up top, left point. Montana now bounces it to Greving. Greving driving left of the lane, cut off by Alipra. 3:27 to play here in the ballgame. Fontana on the drive. A Fontana playing at Kennedy.
Yeah, that's. I was thinking about that earlier.
On the opposing team, pass down low is tipped out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Kennedy.
Coach Bob Fontana is at Centennial.
Correct.
I think that's probably, what, his third year there?
Third year. Kayla Lacey back in for the Little Hawks. 2:58 to play. And City High will go to 2-0 with two big road wins. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Good by Kennedy as Haley Dolphin nails it. 67-32 as the Cougars are going to bring in some fresh troops coming up here. Lacey high lob pass, left corner, turning, shooting the three. Off the back iron, no good. By Rocca, rebound City High. Schroeder up, no. Rebound again to the Little Hawks. Ball tipped out front. Kennan lost it and picked up by Kennedy with a 3-on-2. Bounce pass right wing. Kicked around for a moment. A reach foul called on Rocca.
Kennedy foul number 22.
We're at that 35-point mark right now.
And the Cougars are on the limits.
And, I think that was a foul on Kennedy.
Or if that's on if it's on red, they're not in the one-on-one.
No.
Yeah.
Team foul number three. 2:18 to play. Cougars will lob it in. Free off back into the game. Runnels tried the high-low and too tall out of bounds. Of course, Linden played last year. Now we got Kendall. They wanted some more time for you to be on the air.
Yeah,
Steve.
About 10 seconds of the 9 o'clock there.
Pass tip. Loose picked up by Kennedy. Baskey back into the ball game. Not a little sloppy here, as you can imagine, at the end. But Kennedy hits a three for Madison Freehoff. 67-35. Backdoor pass, and it went through the hands of Lacey.
Right now, if you're Coach McTaggart, you just want to slow it down, run your offense, and not have any turnovers at this point.
And find the bus.
Yeah, exactly.
Which will be cold. 67-35. Maskey, head and shoulder fake. Now drives down the lane all the way in and got the layup to go.
Nice move by her, too, taking it in the lane, finishing with the right hand.
30-point lead, 67-37, minute 23 to play in the game. Kennan outside the arc right side. Lacey gets it back over to Sam Schroeder. Back cross court it goes to Kennan, picked up out there by Vasquez. As the two 11s go heads up on one another. Schroeder circles free throw line. Long bounce. Kennan on the drive. No one wants to shoot it right now for City High.
No, no. Coach wants to, he said, keep it away from the defense right now.
50 seconds to play in the game. Nice backdoor look, and Schroeder pushed and fouled. And that's going to be five on free off. She'll foul out with eight tonight. Came in averaging 2 points a game. 1-1 for the Little Hawks. Sam Schroeder on the line for City. With the 1-1, and it's off the left side, no good. Chased down by Steffen. Long up court pass, coming back to catch it, Gallagher. Back it comes to the trailer with 35. On the drive, Powell got away with a little hop step
there.
Steffen, pull up 12-footer, off the left side, no. Offensive board to Kennedy. Cougars work it down low to Runnels. Turns, her shot rejected out of there nicely.
Block.
Grevin got the swat. Driving a kick out. Kennan, three-pointer off the left side, no good. Second and third teamers are running the offense well for City
High.
Very
well, very well.
And I don't think we'll have to inbound it, and we'll come to the end of the game. Nope, they'll get it in. Kennedy will bring it up. Powell, a runner for three, no good at the horn, and that's it. Final score, number five, Iowa City High, all over Cedar Rapids, Kennedy tonight. Final score, the Little Hawks 67 and the Cougars 37. We will take a break and come back to Kennedy after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They're cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true, but there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the BBB and will work to get you the best deal possible. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's, it's time to spread the holiday cheer. So whip up some cookies with a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer, just $2.99 after mail-in rebate. Save the world with Mr. Potato Head Marvel Superheroes for $29.99. And make her eyes light up with a Swarovski ring, just $21.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 20% off and earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12-1 through 12-5. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Back with you on the postgame show here from Kennedy High School. Scott Unash, Steve Dozier with you as the Kennedy Cougars fall to the City High Little Hawks by 30, 67-37 in this one here tonight. City High is good as advertised, Steve. We are looking forward to seeing the Little Hawks this year, and boy, they did not disappoint.
They did not disappoint at all, and, you know, right from the start, Scott, they controlled the whole game offensively, defensively. rebounding, just every facet of the game was 100% City High tonight. And even the group that finished up did a nice job running their offense. I mean, they're well coached, but I tell you what really impressed me is that, you know, offensively anybody can hurt you, and defensively they all can play man to man and play some full court pressure. So very, very, very good team, and I think they're ranked fifth in the state, and undeservedly so. I'd like to know who 4 and 3 are after tonight.
Well, you know what, we saw Davenport North, the number one team, earlier on in the year, last week, as a matter of fact, on the weekend, and I would hate to try to figure out who is the better team between these two.
Boy, I tell you what, I'd love to see them both play, and I think
may happen.
It may happen, depending how it comes down at towards the end here. But City High's good. There's no doubt about it. And you have both Jones girls, and it's got the one too. I think is Rose Nakumu. I mean,
yes.
My gosh, she is an impressive basketball player. And you can just tell that she's ready for this competition and will do well at this level, very well.
Let's take a look at the final scoring of this one. For the Victoria City High Little Hawks, 2-0 in the year, 2-0 in the MVC. 3 in double digits tonight, led by Ashley Jones with a team in game-high 18 points for the 5'11 junior. 17 points for Kenya Earl. Very good post moves, and then stepped outside, hit a three-pointer as well for City High. Rose Nakumu, 10 all in the second half for the 5'7 freshman. 8 points for Aubrey Jones, including a couple of three-pointers. 6 off the bench for Christina Horon, a couple of threes. Sydney Schroeder had 4 and 2 apiece for Paige Rocca and for Samantha Greving. For Kennedy, Haley Dolphin leading the way in double figures for the Cougars with 16. 6 field goals, 2 of those from three-point land, and 2 free throws for 16. Madison Freehoff had 8 before fouling out. Audia Lipra with 6 points tonight. 4 points for Olivia Helweg. 2 points for Lauren Vasky, and a free throw for Tessa Steffen, and 1 for Kennedy. Cougars got into foul trouble early in this game, which did not help things out. Kennedy also with 22 turnovers in this one. City High with a total of 14 turnovers in the game. The bench scoring tonight, City High had 10. And Kennedy with 2, and that's something there that's a step above what City High had last year.
Yeah, for sure, and that's the other thing I forgot to mention too, Scott, is that City High can play with some depth, and Schroeder was good, the senior, and did a nice job too. And so it's a good, balanced, deeper team, and they got games coming up too. City High has they're at Muscatine, and then they have Prairie at home, and then home Cedar Falls and Iowa City West. So it'll be fun to see how those games come out, because that's going to be 3 tough games right there, and should be good challenges for City High.
Yeah, and it's going to have to be a challenge to play the City High team. They are very, very talented. City High with 14 turnovers. 7 of those came in the fourth quarter, though, when this game was well out of hand. City High led 20-6 after the first quarter, led by 19 at halftime, and then came out with a 12-2 run to blow it open to start the second half of play in this one. For Kennedy, you played without Ashley Viss tonight. You got a young team. You're going to learn from this experience. Yeah, it's going to hurt for a little bit, but you're going to learn from it.
Yeah, they're going to learn. They got off to a good start with 2 wins already, and I was impressed with, obviously Haley Dolphin, but Audia Libra, she didn't get in foul trouble tonight, Scott, right away. You know, it'd been fun to see how that would have went for her, because she's got some really outstanding post moves, and, she's going to be a good one. She's only a sophomore, and a lot of sophomores on this team. So that's something that Coach Viss is going to have to understand. It's going to be the little things you'll have to focus on with this group, and you don't want to, bite off too much with this group. You just want to focus on the little things and do little things to get you better for each game.
Some other scores. Cedar Falls had a 1-point lead at halftime over Washington up at CF. It is now a 42-25 game going into the fourth quarter in favor of the Tigers. They are a very good team as well in the Mississippi Valley Conference. West leading Xavier 42-33. That one with about a minute to go. Yep. We're going to get a word with Coach McTaggart here.
went a little long.
As City High with the 30-point win tonight. And, Bill, you got to be happy with the way the Little Hawks played tonight.
Yeah, we played much better tonight than we did Tuesday night. Played much better as a team. Passing was better and defense was better. Offensive rebounds night and day from Tuesday.
Was the coaching better?
No, that's the truth. Anytime Dozier's within 6 feet of us, we usually win. So it's nice. Sitting pretty close to the bench.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, you came out. You established things. You got Kennedy into some foul trouble early. The press did their thing. And you hit. You got a lead with really without Aubrey and Ashley doing a lot. They got going then. But Kenya did a lot early. And Schroeder did some things.
Right, and it was a team effort tonight. That's what I was so pleased with. Our perimeter shooting wasn't very good. Aubrey shoots a lot better than that usually, and the next game she'll bounce back, hopefully tomorrow night. And I was glad the other kids off the bench contributed. I was much more pleased than I was Tuesday night.
Well, you didn't get in any foul trouble tonight either.
No, that's a big difference, sure.
I tell you, Rose Nakumu. Wow, impressive. Impressive young basketball player and strong, you know, as a freshman already. And, boy, she's impressive to watch, and obviously the Jones. But, you know, you got some depth this year. You're able to play. How many did you end up playing?
Well, eight were in the rotation, and then we played everybody.
Yep, and that's something you weren't able to do as much last year. So that's going to, you know, bore well for you.
Yep. You definitely sure tell the coach's side of you here, Steve.
That's right. But very impressive. Very impressive.
Well, thank you.
Well, the one thing is you can't concentrate on one player, and you can't concentrate on the perimeter because you can put Earl on the outside. You can post her up inside. You have a lot more versatility, I think.
Yes, and we matched up well size-wise with Kennedy. Neither one of us are very big as far as 5A schools go. So I said we may not see another team that we're going to be as tall or taller than Cedar Rapids Kennedy at the 5A level. When we're scrimmaging, we're always the smallest team. But we'll see. Hopefully we can go back-to-back because there's 24 hours we're going again against Muscatine. And sometimes you get a good game, and as Coach Dozier here knows, then you bounce back and go flat the next night. So hopefully we can continue this and get some momentum going for next week.
Got to be happy, though. Two wins on the road to start the conference season.
Well, thanks. Yes, we pretty pleased with that, and two really good teams. Kennedy's going to win a lot of games this year. We just got them down and kind of snowballed a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we'll let you catch the bus, Bill, and
right.
We'll see you down the road. Good job tonight by the Little Hawks.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Good job, Bill.
Thank you.
All right, Bill McTaggart, head coach of City High, as they win it tonight 67-37 here over the Kennedy Cougars. And they got a quick turnaround to take on Muscatine coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, you see a lot of these games where, you know, they're squeezing in as many as they can, and you're getting three a week right now. And you know, go before you head into break. So, yeah, and they go to Muscatine. You know, Coach Orvis out there, you know, that's no easy task to go out and play a team like that.
Yeah, and where is she from?
She is from the great city of Stanwood,
that's
Iowa.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. So,
and she played at Iowa. She played for Coach Vivian.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Coming up tomorrow, we got a big day for you right here on KGYM. We will get things started at 2:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, an unusual day. We've never done this before. We're going to have a doubleheader. We've done that plenty of times, but we're going to have a girl-boy doubleheader with different teams going at it against the host Marion Indians. So that should be very interesting. Our first chance to get to see, I don't even want to start naming names for Marion because we're going to miss a few, and they're all pretty darn good.
Yeah, and, you know, when I saw Lauby had 32, I thought, oh, Mia had a good game.
That was Kaba.
That was Kaba, the freshman. So, yeah, they're going to be fun to watch. They're deep. They can run. They can shoot. And, you know, and the boys' game will be a good game, too, because last time that was a good game at home at Jefferson. So this should be a good matchup tomorrow at Marion.
Yep, Prairie and Marion in the girls' side at 2:30, followed by the boys' game between Jefferson and Marion coming up tomorrow from the Marion Gym at 2:30, and our South Gym listeners on 106.3 FM, you've got a doubleheader as well, a little bit more traditional, as it'll be Iowa City Regina at Clear Creek Amana to take on the Clippers, and Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson will have that one for you coming up tomorrow at 4:30 on 106.3 FM. So it's a short turnaround for us, and we'll see the Hawks and the Indians. Prairie beat Marion last year, keep in mind.
Yes, they did. They beat them at home, and I'm sure that will be a good game tomorrow to watch, but the Marion's a hard team to guard because you don't know who to guard.
Yeah. Well, Steve, get a good night's sleep. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Sounds great.
That's going to wrap things up here. Big thanks to all our great sponsors. Big thanks to First Federal Credit Union, our presenting sponsor of high school basketball right here on KGYM. Thanks to all our great sponsors, and thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast tonight. And a big thank you to Jeff Downing back in our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, as well as Aaron Stecker, the athletic director here at Kennedy High School. Big thanks to him tonight. For Steve Dozier, Scott Unash, thanks so long. Final score here tonight at Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. Girls Mississippi Valley Conference basketball. It was number 5, Iowa City High over Cedar Rapids, Kennedy by a score of 67-37. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Cedar Rapids, Kennedy.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM.